If you've missed a show, the full audio library is at RadioMD.com. And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
One of Dr. Mike's infamous, entertaining, informational Real Age Tips of the Week coming up in 6 minutes. In the meantime, some questions from our great listeners at udocs@gmail.com to Dr. Mike and some of his answers. Let's get through these here. Dr. Mike, over the next couple minutes, question number one, is a vegan diet less inflammatory?
A vegan diet is usually considered less inflammatory, meaning creates less inflammation in your body. Inflammation is the thing you see when you have a stab wound or something on your skin and you get a pus around it. Well, the initial injury is caused by both the injury and then the reaction to it, and inflammation is causing that reaction, but inflammation stimulates the resolution of it too. So the things that cause the problem, that is saturated fat, red meat, those things cause sugar, those things cause inflammation in your body. And generally a vegan diet has less saturated fat. It can have some of the palm and coconut oils are saturated fat, so you don't want those. And you got to be a little careful with the Fuji to not get saturated fat. But in general, the vegan diet has less of the things that cause cause inflammation. Now, remember, a lot of people have gone gluten-free. Some of the things that are in a vegan diet have a lot of gluten in it. And if you're allergic to gluten, that can cause inflammation in your body. So it's really an individual thing. But in general, yes, vegan diet, less inflammatory than the standard American diet.
Okay, we have a couple of questions here about gut bacteria, and I think as it relates to inflammation and obesity. Question number one, Dr. Mike, are there specific bacteria that populate your gut that cause you to get thinner?
Maybe. This is an interesting study of twins, both human twins, and then the study went to mice. That there are some mice that generally stay thin, some that get fat, and when you do twin studies of the mice, some of the mice get fat and some get thin with the same genetics that are identical twins as far as we can tell. It turns out the bacteria in their guts are different. There's a lot of investigation now going to find out, is there a difference in their what we call microbiome, the bacteria in their intestine, is this causing it? The answer is, at least in some mice, in some animals, and in some humans, it appears that so. That is, you can do a fecal transplant from a thin mouse to a fat mouse, and the fat mouse becomes thin, and vice versa. That indicates that it is the bacteria inside the gut that may be the difference. And so there may be a lot of research in this area to find bacteria that can help you stay thin.
Okay, good. Here's another question. Dr. Mike, I'd like to know, what can women take to improve gut health that will specifically improve osteoporosis?
Well, this is an interesting problem because a lot of the medications that people take chronically, such as the medications for gastroesophageal reflux disease or GERD or heartburn, cause osteoporosis as a side effect. And some of the medications that we've been chronically taking for osteoarthritis, the non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, seem to cause osteoporosis too. So there's a lot of interest in this. It's thought this may relate to what they do with changing the bacteria in your gut. We, again, don't have the answer to that, but within 2 years or maybe 3 years, I expect we'll have the answer to that, and that it may be something that changes the inflammation inside your gut. Now, what we learned is that, in fact, DHA, that's the three-letter word, part of the fish oil, but it's not all fish oils, it's DHA, and you can get it from algae if you want. DHA and aspirin, two baby aspirin a day, those two together help quell inflammation by producing something new called a resolvin-1, which decreases inflammation, and it's thought that keeps your teeth intact better. And those two things, that is the aspirin and the DHA, if you're chronically taking those, also keep your bones younger. But we expect to find something about the gut bacteria that helps you sometime in the next 2 years.
I'd like to have you answer this email, then we'll go to your Real Age tip. Dr. Mike, could you please comment on the recent trend for use of coconut oil as a healthful choice in cooking and or baking? I have understood the saturated vegetable oil to be not very healthy.
Yeah, coconut and palm oil are what we call medium chain triglycerides. They're not as long as the long saturated fats like lard and butter, but they are saturated fats. They seem to cause...
Have we lost Dr. Mike on his line there? Okay, is Bridget there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, good. Thank God for you. the wind beneath my wings. We lost.
I'll try my best.
We lost Dr. Mike on a cell. Is there anything on your mind that would you like to talk about here that may not necessarily be on our medical story of the week list?
I'm not sure if this is what Dr. Roizen was going to finish with on coconut oil, but
yep.
It is a medium chain triglyceride. So it's absorbed differently than long chain triglycerides, but the thing about coconut oil is that it's still 92% saturated. So if you look at any bottle of coconut oil, it's going to have a large amount of saturated fats that are not good for your heart health, like Dr. Roizen was just even talking about with inflammation. So while coconut oil is being promoted as being a very healthy alternative oil, it in fact is not the healthiest option because it's very high in saturated fat.
Now, how about you see on cookies and crackers and things that you buy? Does that come up on a label when you buy stuff like cookies and those kind of things?
For saturated fat?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. So if there's saturated fat within the foods that are put into the cookies, then they'll 100% label the content of saturated fat. So the Cleveland Clinic guidelines for saturated fat are less than 4 grams for any entree, and then you want to aim for any like snack or dessert, less than 2 grams.
Okay. I'd really like to talk about sex as exercise, Bridget, but we frankly run out of time. And we totally...
Oh, don't do that. We'll have to save the sex and exercise for next week.
We need to totally dedicate an entire segment to that. So
you're right. It would be such a great story.
We'll save that till the next time we get together. And I apologize for... and thanks for pitching in there, young lady. I appreciate your input on today's show as well. That's Bridget and Dr. Mike's connection. He's at a conference in Las Vegas, so we had a technical problem with that. But nevertheless, thank you for listening today. udocs@gmail.com, udocs@gmail.com is the email address, and check us out on iHeartRadio, too. This is You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Mike Roizen on Radio MD. Thanks for listening, and stay well.
Is your skin aging before your eyes? There is something you can do to reverse those signs of aging. I'm plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry, and my solution doesn't involve a knife or a needle. It's a serum I created called Nighttime. Nighttime makes your skin smoother, brighter, and thicker with just one step each day. I've packed Nighttime with vitamins C and A, moisturizers, fruit acids, skin brighteners, and antioxidants. That's a lot of science in one bottle. But that's what it takes to make your skin look younger and more attractive. Until Labor Day, when you purchase 2 bottles of Nighttime, you'll get a 3rd bottle free with free shipping. Call 855-940-1800. That's 855-940-1800. Or on the web, it's drperrys.com. That's drperrys.com. Put the word Radio MD in the discount box to receive 3 bottles of Nighttime for the price of 2.
You may already take omega-3s for heart and brain health, but what most people don't realize is that DHA is really the preferred form. Did you know if you take omega-3s, but your body cannot convert them into the preferred DHA form, you won't get much benefit? The ultimate DHA omega-3 would be water-soluble, so it's already in the right form for digestion. That's a game-changer. It would eliminate the fish burps, be good-tasting, and all-natural. It would be environmentally sustainable from algae oil, plus non-GMO and allergen-free. Well, I have some good news for you. Empirical Labs already invented this. And better yet, you can get a bottle right now for 50% off with a special offer at TakeOmega.com. This is the only water-soluble DHA supplement, plus it's vegan. So go to TakeOmega.com right now for a limited time savings, 50% off at TakeOmega.com. That's O-M-E-G-A. TakeOmega.com.